Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. We have three hosts tonight. We have none other than
the one and only,
the one, the only, JJ Nunn. How you doing?
All right, not bad. Still a little stiff.
I don't know what goes on before I get here before the show, but this is a family show.
From racing.
Okay.
How's that?
Over the weekend, I guess.
That? Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm sure you've already said what J and J stands for, but what is JJ? I call you JJ. I've been this is the third year we're going on here.
You want
and
you want the long story or you want the short story?
Let me think about that for a minute.
You want the long story or you want the short
story? Let's start
with
the short story. We'll see if we want to go to the long story.
Yeah. And Jerry James.
Oh, Jerry James. Okay. It's easy enough.
Or just joking.
Could be both.
Either or.
Either or.
You never know.
Either way, the one, the only, JJ Nunn, Jerry Jones, or... Just joking.
Jerry James.
Jerry James. Jerry something. Of course, the man, always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Great? I'm doing fabulous. Fabulous. Just 180 degree temperature outside.
Yeah, you should be getting phone calls off the hook with AC business.
Well, we haven't even really gotten over a couple days in a row of over 100, so it's coming.
Well, oh yeah, they say the next 3 days and then rolling into 90.
Hold on, guys. Hold on here.
What?
Well, all I've got to say, and this is directed right to Dale Kane, the Penguins suck. All right? Go Kings, go. JJ?
Go Rangers, go.
The Rangers suck.
Penguins, haven't they been playing golf for 3 weeks already?
3 months.
3 months?
Penguins.
Yes. Well, Penguins.
This is all above my head, so.
Dale, bring up speed. Dale Kane raced with us last year, and he was out at the track this weekend and said hello, and... came by and we started talking hockey because Gary's Kings are in it and I follow the Rangers being from New York and they're playing now. Unfortunately, Rangers losing 2-1 to Montreal, but Dale chimed in and said, go Penguins, go.
The Penguins already flew south for the winter, man.
I'm like, what? Penguins.
So he's not only out of racing, he's out of hockey.
He's out of touch.
Yeah. And then the boy had the nerve to talk about the Penguins on one of my Kings posts on Facebook.
Oh, jeez.
Are you serious?
Oh, boy. Geez.
Come on.
All right. Well, it was good to see Dale out there. He seemed like his happy, jolly self.
Is he not ever racing or what's...
He's supposedly coming out next race.
Cool. Cool.
He's got a car. What car he said he'd get?
He's got a Sullins car, a Ford Thunderbird.
Thunderbird, that's right. Yeah.
T-Bird.
Yeah. Jason or...
One of the Sullins guys. I don't know. Jason, I think.
Martin.
Jason, I think.
Jason. Yeah. Jason is the nephew of Martin.
Cool.
Yeah. So, good. Bring it on out, Dale. He likes dirt.
The Penguins still suck.
You won't find any penguins in this weather out at Pearl Valley Speedway.
No way.
No.
But you will find the Kings playing. Keep that in mind, pal.
Cool. What do you guys think of this nice, hot weather?
Oh, I love it.
So some road rage out there, I'm sure. Temperatures rise, and so do
My AC works in my work bus and my truck, and
cool.
I'm good.
Cool.
And that's it. Works inside my building. I'm
of course,
fine.
Gary knows.
Works inside the studio. That's all
yeah.
that matters.
Yeah.
Hey. Does it? Yeah. I'm just waiting for it to kick on. I'm like burning up down here.
Call the AC guy.
Yeah, I'll call the AC
call
guy
the,
to fix it.
AC guy.
Turn on about an hour before I get here.
That's what I said when I came
here. Yeah. Hey, I'm in. It's been on for 2 hours.
We were worried about whether you're going to make it or not because we heard on the news last night there was a big immigration sweep out west. So Gary called me this morning. He said, I don't know whether Mike's going to make it in or not. And I was like,
we're going to go bail him over.
I was like, his one phone call was to you, Gary? Wow, that's really that's loyalty.
Do they have immigration? People from Detroit?
Is that where you're from?
That's where I'm from, yeah.
Right. See, all these years, known you for 2 years and a day, and I didn't know you were from Detroit.
We're both learning something. I'm learning kind of what just joking means.
Detroit,
or huh?
What Jerry James means.
Jerry James means.
So Detroit, 10 mile?
No, actually not. Royal Oak, it's kind of a couple streets off 8 Mile.
Yeah.
Couple streets, huh?
couple streets.
Oh, yeah.
But,
that's a good sight up there on that TV right there.
We're going to arrive to the hockey game right now.
Yep. Canadians 2, Rangers 1. That sucks.
Go Kings, go is all I got to say. Yeah.
I want to thank all our new listeners for joining in, and of course all our loyal regulars for tuning in with us live every Tuesday as we are at 6 p.m. Before we roll into things, I want to get to our sponsors right off the bat. Thank our sponsors. Thank our new, we'll welcome hopefully some new people to the show here now. So that's fine. I want to thank thebombernation.com, of course, one of the proud sponsors of onwheelsnow.com, and of course, all of us here. We put in our faithful time to racing. Why? I don't know. We just do.
it's the adrenaline.
Yep.
That's it. That's how I feel. You don't feel the pain until the adrenaline wears off
the
next day or two.
All of our listeners, they can call in and let us know what their team is doing.
Definitely. We'd like to hear from you about what your team's doing this year and your sponsors and give them a little shout-out.
Make sure you dial 702. That's 702.
That is mandatory now, right?
Yeah, that's it, or your phone will explode. 702-685-8116, 685. 8116.
I would
put you on the air right away.
I would think they have that stuff on speed dial right there. Just got to add the 702.
Yeah.
Man, that's still a pain in the butt because I know your phone's probably like mine. You probably have 400-plus contacts in your phone. I still haven't gone through
I don't think anybody sat down yet with their phone and added 702.
Yeah, no.
I just do it every time I go into my phone book and when I call someone, I just automatically add 702 before I even call them so that it takes care of it for
I usually wait till it doesn't go through, and I'm like, darn it.
And then you're mad because it didn't go through.
Exactly. It's my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Of course.
Give us a call. Why not? Let us know what you're doing, what you're up to. What did you think of the races down here in Pahrump? What did you think of the races up in Tonopah this weekend?
That's what I'd like
702-685-8116. That's what I'd like to know, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course.
Update us.
I do know two things, for sure. Want to say congratulations to Jason Pike for winning the West Coast Superstocks in
Tonopah
this week.
Okay.
I do believe that was $1,000 to win show up there.
Nice.
And then, as everybody knows, we've had Mark Allison on here more than once, and he has won the modified race up there.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Cool deal.
He won the modified race. I believe Danny Fitzgerald finished sixth in that race.
Cool deal. All
right. I may be wrong on Danny Fitzgerald, but I know Mark Allison won.
Way to go, Mark.
Yes. And that was a minimum of $750 to win show up there.
Nice. So if you want to take us out to dinner, yes. Mark, give us a call. $700
dollars burning a hole in your pocket.
Anywhere you want to go besides McDonald's.
On you. Everything on you.
I'm sure that $750 was fully spent.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that happened before he got to the track.
Yeah. But, yeah, Mark Ellison won the IMCA modified race up there.
Cool.
And Jason Pike won the West Coast Superstock. I have seen pictures of those trophies, and they were both over 7 foot or over 6 foot tall.
Wow.
That was
yes.
Butler days up
yes,
there, right?
Yes, Butler days up there.
And that's a special event that they have up there
yeah.
to kick, I guess, kind of to kick off their season, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep, it's every year. So if anybody has any more information in regards to Tonopah results or did you run up there, let us know. Let us know how the track was. Still a little chilly up there in Tonopah. Give us a call, 702-685-8116.
And, of course, if you're a fan, still have tickets for Pahrump Valley Speedway for
yes.
any race during the season?
Yes.
Two or four?
Four. Let's
do four. You guys want four? Call in, disguise your voice, whatever you want to do. You know, we won't even have to put you on the air if you don't want to go on the air.
We'll give you a trivia question. Where is Michael from?
Yes. Hey,
or
well,
what does JJ stand for?
That's what I was going to say right there. Oh.
Where's I never heard of Detroit in Mexico.
Detroit, Mexico.
Hey, you can call from there too.
702-1702-685-8116.
And of course, JC Motorsports. You have a list of sponsors that you guys.
Yes.
Have that help keep you guys going and
yeah,
doing what
and
you guys do.
Can't thank this group of sponsors enough, really. Can't for all that they do for us. Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. Yeah, we'll be coming to see you for some parts sometime this week.
I can't wait to hear what happened this past weekend at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
You slid up into me.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll hear about that in just a second.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, get me all bothered again.
Hey, the sponsors.
Back to sponsors.
Anthony at Camp Out for all your camping needs. You need toolboxes. You need trailers. They have just about everything, lights, you name it, and they'll take care of all your trailer needs, basically. And I want to thank Anthony for everything he does for us. He's got rims, tires, hitches, you name it. He'll help you out, get you on the road, and get you towing soon. Reliable Banner, Mike, thanks a lot.
I do need to say, Mike at Reliable Banner, him and I got a big, big, big project going on, and
okay.
he's going to help JC Motorsports out well with that project. So,
cool deal.
All right. We have D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick, for what they do, handle our tires, tire machines and racks. Pickup Radiator, Phil and Jim, thanks for everything that you do there. Pinkmail.org. Mike Brock and Sue Griffith, what can I say? You know, we're just, they're not a sponsor, but we're happy to carry their name and carry the message for cancer and the GNS Pit Stop.
Hey, we got somebody on the phone. Hold on here.
All right.
Surprise.
Maybe not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the little red light went out again. What are we going to do?
We'll get him back. We'll get him back. Don't worry.
Was that Steve from Nevada Pick Apart so I could put my order in? Is he taking an order for an entire rear clip or a right rear clip or three quarters of a rear clip trunk lid?
We'll get him back.
Right.
I don't know what the hell goes on over here, but it's like every three times we can get somebody. But
I blame that on operator error.
That's the $1 million equipment we got we're working with, and that's no problem. We'll take care of that. That's
we'll
for
work
sure.
with whatever we have. We're still happy to be here for everybody.
Hey, just a real quick weather report out there. They're expecting 40-mile to 50-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So tie down your little Chihuahuas and Yorkshire Terriers and your umbrellas. Bring them in. It's supposed to start tonight. Go through tomorrow.
Okay, let's try this again. Are you there this time?
I'm here.
Hey, Mark Addison, buddy.
Hey. It actually paid $1,000 to win.
Oh, was it $1,000? Okay.
Yeah, he guaranteed $750 and paid $1,000. That was way cool.
Wow.
So yeah, I can upgrade from taking you guys to dinner from McDonald's to Arby's.
Arby's now.
Arby's.
We rolling roast beef, boys. With cheese.
JJ will be required to wear a suit and tie. Normally wears.
A suit and tie? A driver's suit and a tie? Is that what a race suit and a tie?
Yeah, that might work for you.
I think Gary usually requires him to wear a disguise so security don't recognize him.
Yeah. No kidding.
I think Fitzgerald got third in that race.
Okay. Thanks for correcting me. Yep.
Yeah, I want to say Jason was second. Fitzgerald was third. I think Kincaid might have got fourth or fifth. Jeff Shepard was up there, and I believe James Thibodeau was up there. That would have been your top six. I'm not exactly sure of the order. But they had 17 cars. It was a good race.
Wow, good deal.
That's fantastic, Mark. Where'd you start?
I started second row outside.
Okay, what?
I got shuffled back pretty quick. I got shuffled back early on to about seventh, and I just stuck with the high line and slowly worked my way back up to the lead.
And how many laps did you guys go?
I think it was 25.
Wow.
You know, I'm getting old like you, so I lose count.
How was the track itself?
Black slick,
okay.
Yeah. It looked like, I think everybody saw the same thing I did, that the bottom groove looked like it had a little moisture. And the first few laps, everybody was fighting for the bottom, and I just hung with the top, kind of cruised around everybody. They say that the race is already on YouTube. You can watch it.
Okay. I'll have to look for that.
Do you know who is videoing it?
Somebody said it's the same guy that videos out at Pahrump.
Oh, Broughton. Broughton went up there?
John Broughton.
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I'm
so
not,
much.
No, I'm not positive. I think I'm not up on that.
Yes, it's under Broughton.
So that mean you guys don't have video of you guys?
No.
Wow. So much for loyalty. Wow, he hauled up there too, huh?
What other divisions did they race up there, do you know?
Five altogether. They had the West Coast Street Stocks, Dwarf Cars, Mini Stocks, and I don't know what they call them, Factory Stocks or Bomber
Type. Oh, okay. Cars. Bomber Type.
Bomber
Street Stocks. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're Bombers. I think that's what they were.
Cool deal.
Dwarfs, I want to say there was close to 20 in the little Dwarf Cars.
Wow, they had a good turnout.
Yeah,
no kidding.
West Coast Street Stocks, there wasn't quite so many of those, but all the races were.
Cool deal. Of course, that's a track you're familiar with up there. Last year, you won the track championship up there. Is that correct?
Yeah, last year we got lucky and just happened to win it by showing up and running all the races.
Hey, sometimes that's all it takes, and racing is luck.
A lot of notes there. Did you pull those notes out before you went up?
No, actually, we ran the car on the pavement. And all we did was take the pavement tires and put the dirt tires back on it and ran it the same way.
That sounds like the Bombers, man. We take the dirt tires off and put the pavement tires on and have at it.
Yeah, that's the car that one of the cars that Dan built, and it's always been fast no matter pavement or dirt.
Is that the 5?
It came right to me. It was really
nice.
Black slick, and the car just worked perfect. When you can pass Jason Pike and Kincaid on the outside, that's saying something.
No doubt.
And is that the number 5 car that you took up there, or was it the 14?
The 5 car, the old
the
5
car.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
cool deal.
Same old car.
Is that the one you're selling also?
Yeah.
Just take tires out. Here you go, people.
There
you go.
Swap tires, that's it.
Pavement 3/8. Quarter mile dirt, swap tires, go into victory lane, pocket $1,000, and then take us out to Arby's.
It's that easy.
And of course, you got the whole package. You got the hauler, the card, everything for sale.
Yeah,
you?
Sell the 1991 ton Chevy dually and open trailer with a tire rack in the car.
Cool deal.
And you're still asking what? $10,000 for that?
Fifteen.
Yep.
$15,000 for the whole package. It's a little more if you try to. If I split it up at $15,000.
Oh yeah.
You get in it. Ready to go, and I'll set it up for whether pavement or dirt, wherever you want to go.
And we know that's just a matter of changing tires. So.
Yeah. What, do you want to take it to the pavement? Okay, I'll set it up for you. Hey, put on four tires.
Yeah.
That's great, Mark.
Really, that's about it. We change the tires and take some of the cross weight out of it, load the sway bar a little, and it's good to go.
Nice. Congratulations for that win up there. Where are you racing next, and in what division?
It's too early in the week.
Okay. You wait till Friday, right, to decide.
Yeah, I was going to give Timmy Richter a call and see if he'd let us run the pavement car out here, the late model, how we ran it in the Rocky Mountain Series. We did really well in the Rocky Mountain Series.
Cool.
I started 16th and got to, I believe, 5th, and the last yellow flag on 93 of 100, we got a little altercation.
Oh.
The tire run off.
Oh.
We were very competitive.
Well, that's good to hear.
And did Thane run with you?
Yeah, Thane and Jim Wolfenstein were both up there.
And
I think
they
finished 6th and 7th.
Cool.
It was a good race. It was in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Now, we're trying to plan a trip up to Rocky Mountain to watch you guys race in September, so we're hoping to make it up there.
Yeah, they've got one the 5th of July. That's the one I'm looking at.
Oh, cool deal.
Yeah, for the Rocky Mountain Series.
Yeah.
I went up there and helped Thane last year. And that's the first time I saw that track, and it looked like a really good track to race on. It's the empty bank turns where there's 2 to 3 grooves worth of racing.
That's the time you made it up there in 2.5 hours, huh?
Yeah. And the SRL cars just ran there last night. They ran there on Monday night.
Oh, that's right. They had the Memorial Special.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know who won it. I was over at Joe's shop spying on all the trick stuff.
Nice. I bet they got some cool stuff going on over there at his shop, huh?
Yes, they do. That's right. I go there
and spy
on them.
Joe Foy. Maybe we can swing by there on our way to Arby's one day.
Hey, there you go. Mark can take us in there and we'll see what's going on.
Yeah,
and
we were
Mark will be
Arby's.
Our cover-up.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. Cool, Mark. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for you calling in. Really do look forward to watching you race some more. We're going to keep an eye out and see what track you're going to end up at.
It's too early in the week to tell.
I know there's a couple places this weekend racing. I think Mojave's racing, and also, of course, the LVMS has their races. So let us know. Keep us informed.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
And, whenever you guys want, dinner's on me.
That sounds good. We'll definitely take you up on that.
Okay.
You know these guys are always up for a free meal, so... Bye, Mark.
Gary doesn't, as a team owner, Gary doesn't feed me.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, congratulations.
Yeah,
way to go, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. We do appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
We'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
Oh, that was Mark Allison.
The
one and only Mark Allison.
Definitely.
Yeah. Taking the high line. Taking that, it sounds like... that dry slick, just black slick, came to his car. He fell back early on and then was able to work the high line. And, I mean, that's huge, getting around Pike and Kincaid.
Well, you know, it's something about Mark.
Some hard drivers.
Well, something about Mark, the way he drives, he's a very patient driver. You think 25 laps is short, but, you know, I've seen that guy fall to the back or near the back and then just slowly pick him away and move his way back up front, because he don't make any aggressive moves. He's usually
smooth
and watching
and
what the
consistent.
Other guys are doing, changing with the track and knowing where to go when the track changes. And it's fun to watch that guy race. I always have a good time watching him race, whether it's on asphalt or pavement, or excuse me, on the dirt or pavement. So
one thing he did say when he was in our studio was he knows what he's going to do before he gets there.
Right.
Okay, preparing himself. It's not, okay, I'm here. What action am I taking now?
Right.
You know.
And
he's already got a plan before he gets to the back of
that
car.
And he gave us some secrets to look out for. So if you didn't hear those shows, you want to look back on some of the past archive shows with Mark Allison on, and he kind of gave us some little secrets to try to help us improve on racing. So look out for those. Hey, but before we talk about Pump Valley Speedway coming up, we're going to go to a quick break here, and then we'll get to PVS and what you guys did this past weekend for this Memorial weekend.
Clunk.
Clunk.
Ow.
So we'll see you on the other side.
I'm Mark Allison, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at OnWheelsNow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now, and we are your inside look at local motorsports. The racers round table, racers, race fans, race officials, all get together and talk about
race car owners.
Race car, everybody. Everybody racing, non-racing. Hey, everybody's welcome. We want to thank all our new listeners and all our regular listeners for tuning in. I forgot to ask Mark. I want to ask him about the weather, you know, how it's like to strap in them in his fire suit and all that, and it's 100 degrees outside. I mean, you guys know how that is.
Actually, we had gorgeous weather.
Did you really?
Down
in Pahrump?
Yeah. There was a mild wind, you know, around 4:30, and we were like, oh, here we go again. Like,
oh,
monsoon.
Yeah.
And it just died down.
Cool.
The clouds broke. Sun came out, dried up track a little bit, and I thought the track was as good as it was going to get for the night.
Yeah.
You know.
It was a good track.
Of course, what JJ's talking about is Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go to PahrumpValleySpeedway.com. And if you missed it before the break, Mark Allison did call in, and we talked a little bit with him. But going back to Pahrump Valley Speedway, you guys had a bomber race down there this past weekend, and I'd like to hear a little bit about that. It sounds like some excitement went on.
It was
we
had a good group of cars, and it started off real fast. Our heat races, because we had just a few divisions, we ran 15-lap heats, and
we ran
25-lap mains for all the divisions out there, mini stocks, coupes, and West Coast Super Stocks and ourselves, the Bombers.
No, not West Coast.
Just the Super
Cam.
Stocks.
Yeah.
No,
Cam
Coops. Cam Coops.
Yes.
The Cam Coops.
So you had Cam Coops, you guys, Bombers,
Minis.
Minis.
And two Super Stocks.
And a couple of Super Stocks. Okay.
Yep. And unfortunately, Chad didn't get much time on the track because he had a family accident down in Pahrump. Everybody's okay.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Everybody's fine. So he, you know, was straightforward and said he didn't get much prep time on the track. Put a load of water on the track when we got down there at about 4:30. And we packed it in real quick. I think I was out there for 10 packing laps and chasing everybody off. What he did do, okay, which he's trying, is he cut down into turns 1 and 2, not as much to where there's about a foot and a half curb.
Really?
Okay, he cut down, and there's about a 2 to 2.5 foot curb in 3 and 4. The berm's gone.
Oh, wow.
The berm's gone. You got a entrance or exit coming out of turn 4 and turn 3 and turn 1 and turn 2 where there is no right before that curb. So if you do get caught in the infield, you have these four places that you can get back out on the track, but you do not want to run over the curb.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Gary saw one of the coupes go up and over.
Yes, one of the coupes hit that, and it
that was
it launched.
That was Jerry Patrick, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yep.
Flying coupes.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's unavoidable.
Right.
And what Chad's trying to do is to stop. Well, us, the drivers, from cutting the corners.
Sure.
Okay.
And another thing is he said is with those tires out there, and somebody gets shoved down, they hit them tires, and then they wreck the whole front of their car.
They're
like
out of
big
the race.
Tractor.
And then you got a whole car out of that can't show up.
So, you know, we had went down on the track, and Gary and I had went and took a look at it. And personally, I'd rather run into this curb because I've already ran into those tractor tires.
they don't give at all, right?
Okay. No, they don't. First hand, I'd rather have a 2 foot curb of clay than a 4 foot wide tractor tire sitting on the side, because clay has I don't know. You know, I didn't get a chance to talk to Jerry if there was any damage to the car.
No, I didn't see she continue on. Yeah, she continued.
Yeah, she. So, you know, we looked at it, and we're running 36-year-old cars, and I mean, you hit these curbs in a certain way, and you might bend a tie rod or something. But it was good that Jerry was to continue on. You
right.
know, she launched over it, but. I cannot discredit Chad for trying something.
Oh yeah,
because
for sure.
Because those tractor tires, man, they're expensive.
Yes.
On the race cars, they're expensive, and I think the curb worked well. I mean, we've had the wind. Instead of guys going through, he had to do something. Guys were cutting the corner short, running through the infield, throwing up dust and dirt. Mm. The wind, it's blowing all over the place. I mean, we've had times where the dirt come from the infield and just clouded the track.
Yeah.
Wow.
You couldn't
see nothing.
Mm. Right.
You couldn't see nothing. So I think from the races that I saw, you know, personally, the race that I ran, I didn't encounter it at all. It was slick down there. There was no. I went through the heat race. I went through it a couple times in 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and I shot down into 1. And I just went straight up into 2, shot down into 3, and I went straight up into 4. So it wasn't really packed in, but that was just another good reason to keep us away from the infield. Truly. Truly.
And as Jay said, it's not a lack of Chad trying something different.
Sure,
you
know.
Well, that's cool. I think it's going to work. I didn't hear any murmuring or anything. You know, he made it a point to let everybody know in the driver's meeting. You know, when you go out there packing, take a good look at it. Wasn't so much one and two. He didn't cut that as deep. But three and four, you know, white flag lap, checker flags coming out, looking to take
running,
a shot on the inside. Well, if you hit this curb in three and four, your shot is over with going for the checker
flag. I can't wait to get back out and take a look at that.
You know,
so
I think for one race,
I think there'll be something different by the time you get out there.
Maybe.
I think it was a success. Chad, what he did.
Cool.
You know.
And you know, with that curb, there was a half a lane above that where nobody was hugging that.
Right.
You know, the lane was a half a lane above the curb he's talking about. So
it was a half a car width up where it was down to the curb. It was all slick.
Right.
I mean, the water gravitated that he put on the track down there, and nobody really went down there to pack it.
Sure.
I can see the track drying out, and guys are going to get down there and test it, but it just seemed like it worked.
Cool.
It really worked. Guys weren't going through the infield as much. They didn't take last ditch efforts down there going into three and four. So, you know, it was I think a tremendous change for the better.
Cool.
That's my opinion.
Can't wait to see how the other divisions work through that as they start coming back to the track.
You know, I think it just might stop a mini cold.
I mean,
how far can you launch a mini?
You know, not so much one and two. It wasn't as deep. He didn't cut this as deep in one and two, but three and four. There's some real front ends that are low. Okay, I can see. It's stopping it cold, but
at least we'll see what happens.
It's better than the tires.
Right.
Okay, because he's got tractor tires out there that I think weigh more than some of those mini stops.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine. They probably do. So how did JC Motorsports finish out the night?
First and third. We started.
So congratulations, JJ, for first place.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, Gary got first. Okay. Third place.
We started last and second to last.
Was Arlie out racing?
Arlie Daniels ran, but unfortunately,
he had
another tire issue. Man, I can't figure that out.
A little mishap.
You know,
he lost air in the tire.
He lost the right rear tire.
Oh, no kidding.
You
for about the fourth time.
Yeah, so, you know.
I'm sure he'll figure it out. You guys had a tire problem for a while. You were chasing and finally figured out something.
I don't know. It was three laps into the race, and Ryan Lane decided to loop it in four.
Ouch.
And no, it was on the first lap.
Was it the first lap?
Yeah, because we had a full restart.
And Ryan Lane hadn't been out for a while, has he, in the bottom?
He missed the last race.
But he was there.
He was there the race before,
Okay.
So, he spun it, and Arlie went high, and Gary went low, and I slid the thing sideways, ready to broadside him, got off the brake, and I was able to
spin it around.
Test the curb.
Oh, so you were one of the first to test the curb, okay.
It was a little bit lower coming out of four, but that woke us all up real quick.
Wow.
You know.
And our buddy, 86-year-old Russ Wilson, was there with
he
us this week.
Cool.
He was back. Yep.
Cool.
He started on the outside pole, right?
Yep.
Vern make it back?
Vern made it.
Good.
And I have to say, the first thing Russ Wilson told me when he didn't even shake my hand, the first thing he said was, "Well, I got the last one married off. Now I could race."
No more interruptions.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, he had to go up north, and one of his daughters got married up north. So
cool deal.
I told him he should have had her do it on a night that wasn't racing.
Yeah, exactly.
We miss Russ.
Yeah.
When Russ is not, I mean, he's only been out there, I don't know, five, six, seven times, but we miss him now up there in the pits when he's not there. And same with Vern.
Yeah.
Vern is a great character, man.
Cool.
He's so happy, you know, to be out there running with us. You know, he finished second in the heat race. He had a good heat race run. But
those guys, it's great. It's a great group of guys to run with.
And if you're not familiar with who Russ Wilson is, just wrap your arms around this. 86 year old. First of all, just imagine being 86 years old.
Yes.
Now throw yourself in a race car in the bomber division and go racing at 86 years old. And he built this car.
Yes.
From
yes.
scratch.
Yes.
Yes. He built yes. it. He has done 85% of the car himself.
And the last time he raced was, what, 40 years ago?
This car is built to the Pahrump Valley Speedway rules.
Is that crazy?
To the T.
That is something else.
Gorgeous.
Hey, wait, so am I.
Gorgeous Thunderbird.
They all are, if they're racing, by the way.
It's a gorgeous Thunderbird. It fits Russ real well. Red,
yes.
white, and blue, number 29.
Go cheer him on, if anything. Get out there and cheer the guy on.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
86 years old.
You need to come down to Pahrump Valley Speedway in 2 weeks. And,
June 7th.
If you got $25, come on into the pits.
Shake his hand, man. Tell him you're a fan.
Really. It's unbelievable. He tows it in himself, drops the car himself. His buddy shows up later if he has a flat tire or something. And he puts it on a trailer himself, winches the thing up. I got a hard time doing that now.
How old are you, JJ? I mean, you had to sit down because you couldn't stand for more than 30 minutes because you're back.
JJ's got another 30 years
yeah.
to go to catch that man.
Yeah.
But no, you know
that's
what?
Amazing.
That's what I keep saying. I don't care who you are. You got to shake the man's hand for even being there. Let alone towing a race car out there himself.
You know, and you want to see, and there's nobody happier than Gary Wyatt knowing that at 86 years old he still has a chance to go racing. So he's probably the happiest man alive, Mr. Gary Wyatt, next to Russ Wilson.
I know what I got to look forward to now. But, you know, I just had a party here at my house on Saturday.
I wasn't invited.
On Sunday.
I wasn't invited.
I'm just joking. Anyways, I just had a party on Sunday, and Russ Wilson came up. Same thing. That's what I got to look forward to.
Exactly.
Racing at 86 years old. If I make it that far,
did you guys
I
barbecue? What'd you barbecue?
What'd you have?
Ribs?
No. Chicken.
Oh, man. Chicken.
Chicken. Threw some shoes.
Hot dogs. Wow.
So,
I missed out. Was a special occasion.
No, you wanted to miss out.
So
before you were there.
I know. I'm just kidding.
So they restacked us again, and Ryan was put to the back for bringing out the yellow, and we took off once again. I had I chose the inside line this time. We do the Delaware start, and it was. Follow the leader. I got in behind Mike Lane, and I was glued to his bumper.
Nice.
Gary managed to work. Mike. Mike.
Don't die on us. Now. Hang
no,
in there. I'm
trying not to.
Okay.
Gary worked Mike to the inside, and
okay.
was I don't know how many laps in were we because
oh,
we ran 25. That's
yeah, we were
had what
10 or 12,
10
yeah.
12 laps in, and then finally Gary was to work underneath him. I tried to follow him, wasn't happening. Mike came back down, closed the door.
What'd you guys think of the 15 lap heat races? I mean, is that something? Because you guys normally get a heat race, but it's not 15 laps.
10 laps
usually. You
normally
have 10 laps.
Yeah.
So you have 5 more
yeah.
laps than usual.
I had a blast.
You guys
I had
like
fun,
that?
Man. I started in back, and I don't know, about lap 5, I was able to get to the front. And
cool.
I had a lot of fun.
Who won the heat
in
race?
The heat race. I won mine, and Ryan.
Ryan Lane won
Ryan,
so cool.
Ryan
so they
won
won
his. Gary
okay.
finished second.
I finished
Ryan.
Second behind
cool.
Ryan. Yep.
Oh,
right.
I was just slinging that thing all over the place. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun in the heat race.
And the same thing. A couple times I went to pass Ryan off the corner, and I just slipped. And,
right.
and, you know, when you're slipping, it's a scary feeling when you're.
Oh yeah.
You know, so.
And if you know JJ, he's definitely always slinging his car left and right. He scares the hell out of me watching. But you know what? It's a great show. It's fun to watch, and you know how to maneuver that big tank that she's driving there.
So after it settled down a little bit, then we had Arlie who went out with a tire, but. Russ had a transmission problem.
Oh, no way.
And okay. He was leaking some oil, so they threw another yellow and stacked us up again. We took off. I had Ryan on the outside for the last, 15 laps. Mm. He was on the outside of me. He was behind me. Felt him again. Then I really felt him.
Oh.
He let me know a couple times that he was there. Gary was... in the process, I don't know, he had about half, maybe a quarter track lead. But I was right on Mike Lane. Mike Lane couldn't move him up. So close to him. You know, once I had a shot, but I slipped again coming out of four. Tagged the wall, sent some sparks flying coming out of four. Just shaving off a little more right side
weight. Yeah,
on the bumper.
We know your little tricks there.
Took a good shot from Ryan, and that's why I'm sitting down now behind the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, you know. And that's something that a lot of people sitting in the stands, let's say from a race fan standpoint, when you're out there banging these cars around, sometimes it doesn't look real bad, but you're taking some pretty good hits out there the way you guys are strapped in.
Well,
and
JJ not going to tell you, but it's a whole rear clip of the car.
Oh, so that's a pretty bad hit.
So The tail light is sitting about
pretty good
three
hit.
Quarters of the way to the fender of the car. So
okay,
he got a pretty good shot.
So that
tail light's about
hit.
2 inches away from the rear tire.
Yeah. And like you said, these are 36-year-old cars. These are tanks. To move metal and bend it that much, it takes a good strong hit.
You know, they all say rubbing is racing is rubbing, and you know, in my personal opinion, and this is my personal opinion, that particular hit was not rubbing is racing.
Oh, yeah.
That was an intentional, in my eyes, because I have to repair it. It was an intentional, I'm going to get you back, I'm going to hit you, I'm going to, whatever was going through his head. I don't know. And... anybody that knows me knows I'm the damage is done. You can't change it now, but I can still be disgusted with it.
And unfortunately, there's no video.
Broughton was up in
Tonopah. He was videoing up there. There was Ryan was on my side several times. We even restarted, and Ryan was next to me, I mean, we had an incident at the beginning of the season, but we've run four or five races. Without incident, you know, we ran clean. I had his uncle in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I tapped him once, if he even felt it. You know, I was right on Mike's butt, you know, the whole time. And I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Ryan after we left, and, you know, asked him, why, man? You know, I says, we've traded paint, racing, you know, I can understand. And the last lap, the white flag lap, 3 and 4, we got together again, and that was racing. Okay, we were side by side, trading paint, metal, tire, rubber, rim. Okay, that I don't have a problem with. That was, you know, my fender was pushed in. That's fine. We traded paint, and we put on a show from going from turn 3 all the way to the start finish line.
Right.
It was bumper to bumper, you know, for third place. You know, that I can expect. I've done that, you know, with him. I've done it last lap, you know, I'm going to take my shot and go for it. You know, we were side by side. It wasn't even a matter of a question of bumper to the door or anything like that. Who had the line? Okay, it was just sheer racing.
Right.
You know, but 8 laps before that, it took its toll on the car.
Oh,
you know, I can honestly say I had told Tim, okay, I had a lot of fun in the heat race. The main event for me was not fun.
Yeah.
You know. So
did you get results for?
No.
Results.
But I can tell you, Sue Smotherman won the mini stocks.
Okay.
And Michael Belcher won the coupe race.
Yes, and P.D. Wallace won the super stock race. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. The toughest part about it was when I pried the trunk open, we couldn't get the kids' toys out to
handle. Oh, I didn't think of that.
They were
smashed in there pretty good.
Yeah.
Smashed, and so, you know, we finally managed to pry them out. That's where I keep the stuff, and
right,
the flagman is there. Well, why don't you put it on the left side? And we had, you know, separate bags. One time we did, we put it on the left side. We found all the crap all over the car because we were turning left and all the stuff.
Right,
so we started, you know, sticking it on the right side.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm pretty disgusted with the whole thing, but, you know, I can say my displeasure, but
yep.
I still got to go fix the car.
Right.
You know, and the team has come to the conclusion that we're just going to make it look the best we can make it look, and then in the off season we'll have to replace that whole rear, both quarters, everything, and the whole back of the car.
Well, that brings up a question that I had. Was you guys talked about, you know, Steve and Nevada pick apart and so on. How hard is that? I know we're running out of time, so we'll make it kind of quick, but how hard is it to find parts for these 36-year-old cars now? Are you still seeing them out there at the pick apart?
This particular car that JJ drives is a 76 Mercury Cougar.
Mm-hmm.
No, there is none out there. There are very select parts
that
I have
find
to go,
out.
And I will be seeing Steve this week. I have to go and say, hey, Steve, can you keep your eye out for one of these cars?
You know.
Now, is he going to buy it just so I can take the rear clip off of it? It's very, very doubtful.
Right.
But if he gets one in, knowing Steve, he will watch out for me.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, he used to be the one to actually go out to the auctions and so on and buy these cars, but I don't think he really.
No, he got
firsthand
for him now, man.
But he'll keep an eye when they come into the yard for you.
But these cars, and if and when there is a car that comes into the yard, Is it in as bad shape as that car is?
Well, exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
you've got to
be lucky.
You got to keep your fingers crossed that it's together or not rusted.
Yeah,
I mean, that's going to bring up something in the future. Is what's the future of these divisions like this? You know, I mean, is it going to be where they can start to allow fabricated, clips and things like that?
I don't believe with this division because the. As you know, we're starting to build newer cars now.
Right.
As Arlie White's got a 96.
Right.
I'm building a 97. I got an 89.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm building a Fiat.
Yeah. No, he's building a smart car.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, I don't foresee them allowing fabricated clips because you can just take the cage out of one car and put it in another and keep going as a bomber car.
So then newer chassis you have, those are full chassis. They're not unibody cars or anything like that.
No, they're full. There has been unibody cars out there, mm-hmm. but they've...
You know, we're in the 90s. We're building what, Gary? You said yours was a...
97.
A 97.
And an 89.
So, we're 3 years away from 2,000 cars.
Right.
Okay, the year 2000, and that's, it's 2014.
And only
14 years old.
Right.
You know, Gary's is 17 that he's building now in 97, so, it's
and
it's catching up.
Yeah, and thank God that these tracks got together with the rule that will allow you to take the fuel-injected motor out and put an aspirated motor in.
Naturally aspirated.
Because without that, we wouldn't be able to go to the new cars.
Right, because everything's fuel injection probably after
a certain year. And as you know, as I just said, the Mercury Cougar is getting harder and harder and harder to find, even in the junkyard.
Right.
So, and if you see one down the road hey, you want to sell it? Yeah, I want $2,000 for it.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then it don't make it worth it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So with them allowing the fuel-injected motors to come out, that helped all the racers.
We're going to see fuel injection anytime soon. I know that last Lucas Oil Modified race.
Yeah.
He
campaigned a fuel-injected car.
He finished
last,
right.
But he's campaigning and pushing for that fuel injection.
Yeah, Pahrump allows a fuel injection car.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it's in their rules.
And front-wheel drive.
Okay. Yeah, and front-wheel drive.
That's good to know.
They're allowed. You're allowed both. You know, majority of your mini stocks out there are front-wheel drives.
Yes, most of them.
And fuel injection.
And there are some fuel
injection.
Yeah, so. I know some of, like, the aftermarket fuel injection, they have, like, throttle body injection, you know, like, for the aftermarket stuff. It's almost like taking a carburetor off, putting it on the same base as a carburetor would have went on, except that's your throttle body injection. But, hey, that's a whole other show. Of course, we're running out of time here. We got just a few more minutes, four more minutes.
I want to congratulate Gary on another win. I think that's seven in a row now, isn't it?
Seven in a row. Thank you.
And you're not racing for points this year, are you?
No.
Not for the championship, okay. I just wanted to ask that question. And you're sitting in second place, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes.
You got a pretty decent...
I don't know. I don't...
You're just out there to race.
Gary will tell you. I don't follow the points.
Yeah. I was just curious. I know at one time you were like right there.
I'm there, you know, I got to have fun.
Yeah.
It's the experience of getting ready Friday night. It's the whole package. Going there, getting my own with towing. You know, we run radios towing down there, Ollie with us, and we laugh and we joke and we go out to eat.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about,
It's meeting the guys. It's seeing Vern out there and Harley and Russ Wilson that's just added to us. Oh, got an update. Like to throw that out here. Dee Hansen, who was the Coupe champion last year.
Okay.
Is very close. Very, very close. Her husband finishing her bomber.
Oh,
Dee Hansen, who was the Coupe champion last year,
is
going to come play with us. So,
Can't wait.
Arms, welcome her.
You know what kind of car, by chance?
A Chevy Caprice, isn't
Caprice,
it, Gary?
Okay.
I think they got a Chevy Caprice.
JJ, thanks.
What?
Thanks, pal. I just got a text.
Uh-oh. We'll have to bring that up next show. Tuesday.
And by the way, that wasn't seven in a row. That was only two in a row. Thanks.
Two in a row.
I got to add weight to my car now. Thanks, Jay.
Oh, you're welcome. I told you that was coming. But
just enjoy another picnic or barbecue this next weekend. That's your added weight. You won't have to add any more weight than a few barbecue chickens or something.
But for me, it's having fun. I don't
know what it's about.
Gary tells me what the points are. I have no idea.
You know,
I couldn't tell you if I was 5 or 20 points behind Gary, or 5 or 20 points.
And trust me, we've all been there where the points get so close, you get into this points battle and how stressful it becomes work.
I ran for points in 2005.
I hate that. Right. And now you just happen to be in the points lead. And that's a true big difference.
I did
it
at the Bullring, and I found out after I stopped points racing, I was having a whole hell of a lot more fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, wherever it ends is where it's a 24 race season for us this year.
Long season.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen. So,
hey, we're out of time.
Real quick,
go ahead.
Since I know Chad is listening,
okay.
Thank you, Chad, for everything that you do at that racetrack, pal.
Your little brown nosing there going on. Yeah, I do appreciate Chad Broadhead and his whole crew out there for putting on a great show at Pahrump Valley Speedway. You can go to PahrumpValleySpeedway.com. You can always go to TheBomberNation.com website, keep up to date. Go to the message boards, post something, and we will join you. We'll want you to join us next Tuesday live at 6 p.m. as we are here for you every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.